I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The San Francisco Board of Education is considering new, more restrictive COVID guidelines in classrooms, raising questions among doctors as to whether these rules are actually needed. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Gene Noble, an associate professor of emergency medicine and the director of COVID response for the UCSF Emergency Department. Good morning, Dr. Noble.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how has the Delta variant affected school reopening?
Fortunately, the Delta variant has had a really minimal impact on school reopening. Because of vaccines, we're in a much better place now than in 2020. And we've seen essentially no school-based transmission since schools reopened in August.
So what do we know now about kids in COVID?
Even with Delta, most kids with COVID have little or no symptoms. Fewer than 1% require hospitalization, and less than 0.01% of hospitalized children die from COVID. And to put those numbers in perspective, 134 kids died by suicide in California in 2020, while fewer than 10 died from COVID.
So when will 5 to 11-year-olds be able to get vaccinated?
Pfizer should submit its data by the end of the month, and the FDA is expected to grant approval in October. So our 5 to 11-year-olds should begin vaccination before Halloween.
Wow. So something we are hearing is that pediatric wards are full of COVID. Is this true?
No, not at all. Not in high-vax areas like the Bay Area. At any given time, there's been fewer than 10 kids hospitalized with COVID across UCSF San Francisco hospitals and the Children's Hospital of Oakland. Nothing like what's being seen in the South.
So how common are breakthrough infections right now?
A vaccinated person has about a 1 in 5,000 chance of getting COVID. And it's as low as 1 in 10,000 in high-vax areas like the Bay Area. And when a breakthrough infection occurs, it typically causes just brief, common cold-like symptoms that don't require any form of medical care.
So do you think there should be a vaccination mandate for students and teachers?
Yes, it's well past time for a mandate without a testing opt-out. A teacher mandate is a no-brainer. COVID's a real threat to adults, and unvaccinated adults are likely to infect kids. A student mandate is needed to fully return our kids to their pre-COVID childhoods this year. Universal student vaccination will stop quarantines, it will stop cohorting, and it'll finally allow our kids to be unmasked and enjoy each other's smiles, to be physically close without fear.
So that brings me to masking kids outdoors. Should we be masking kids outdoors?
No, there's zero scientific evidence that outdoor masking, even for adults, does anything to lower COVID transmission, because outdoor transmission is so incredibly rare, less than 1/20th the risk of indoor transmission.
So what about indoors? How long should we be masking kids indoors?
Yeah, great question. Once our 5 to 11-year-olds are vaccinated in October, they should no longer be required to mask indoors. Our vaccinated 12 to 18-year-olds shouldn't have to mask indoors now. The California Department of Public Health has promised to revisit its masking mandate for schools no later than November 1st. And when they do, schools should be given a specific metric for unmasking, such as no masks for the vaccinated or dropping the mask requirement for all students once the vaccination rates are above 80%.
So right now, it seems all students are masked in school. How harmful is it to mask kids from 8:30 to 3 every day?
Yeah, the downsides of prolonged masking are that it interferes with language development in our younger students. It interferes with children's ability to read each other's emotions. And it likely lowers our immunity to other respiratory viruses that are usually acquired in childhood. When masking is preventing serious illness, it's worth it. Once the risk is minimal, it really should be dropped.
So many kids are missing a lot of school due to quarantines. What do you think about this? You said there was minimal data showing quarantines actually reduce transmission.
Right. Quarantines clearly increase learning loss and they cause social stigma, yet they have not been shown to reduce school-based transmission, likely because kids are inefficient spreaders and sent home as soon as they have any noticeable symptoms. Other countries, like the UK, have abandoned school quarantines altogether as both unnecessary and ineffective. Instead of quarantines, exposed students could simply stay in school, masked, and get tested, just like the vaccinated.
So what should schools do if other students are exposed to someone who has COVID instead of quarantining? You said they should stay in school and mask?
Yeah, they can do it. Just act as if they're vaccinated. Stay masked, don't come to school if you're symptomatic, and get tested. That would be more than adequate to prevent transmission.
When should schools and how often should they be doing COVID testing?
They should only be testing symptomatic students and teachers and not doing asymptomatic surveillance testing. Here's why. In San Francisco, for example, the COVID prevalence rate is 0.18% in the school population. So even an excellent test that is 99% specific will give a false positive, telling someone they have COVID when they don't, 1% of the time. But if only 0.1% of your tested population has COVID, you'll have way more false positives than true positives, making your test result meaningless, as well as wasting resources.
So what should parents be asking from public officials? You were saying it's important that we ask for metrics. So what metrics should we really be looking at and asking for?
Yeah, we should ask for a very specific metric, like a hospitalization rate of 5 to 10 per 100,000 that will signal clearly when COVID restrictions should be lifted, including masking. We are almost 2 years into this pandemic, and folks are tired of the uncertainty. We need a transparent, objective metric that's not subject to the whims of local public health officials.
So we peaked in August here in the Bay Area with the Delta variant. Do you think we're going to see cases decline from here?
Yes, I do, but I don't think we are going to avoid a winter surge if our global vaccination rates or our vaccination rates for the entire California population remain under 80%. So we really need to continue to get those vax rates up.
And back to getting 5 to 11-year-olds vaccinated, when do you think they'll actually be able to get the shot in their arm? When do you think that'll actually happen?
Yeah, I think shots in arms will probably come mid-October. It'll depend on how quickly the FDA gives its authorization. But we really should be in the home stretch here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.